Okay, good morning, Chavrus. Just share with you a very short idea. Parshas Emor. Parshas Emor. So the pasuk begins. Parsha begins with the following pasuk. Be'emor shel Moshe. Emor el hakohanim b'nei Aaron. How do you translate it? Emor el hakohanim b'nei Aaron. Emor el hakohanim b'nei Aaron. Anyone? Speak to the kohanim. Who are they? Good. So speak to the Kohanim b'nei Aaron. Speak to the Kohanim who are the sons of Aaron. Ve'amarta alehem, and say to them, Lenefesh lo yitama ba'amav. What is that? How would you translate that? Lenefesh lo yitama ba'amav. Tuma means?
Impure.
Impure, good. What is a Kohen not allowed to become impure with? I'm sorry, excellent. Tumas meis. Most basic restriction for a Kohen is that a Kohen is not allowed to come in contact with the dead. That's the halacha. So therefore, the most basic of the pasuk is saying, speak to the Kohanim, the sons of Aaron, and tell them, Lenefesh lo yitama v'amo. So there's a lot of discussion over here. What is he referring to? Who is he referring to? On a most basic level, pasuk is opening, parsha is opening with the restriction of Kohanim to become tameim. If you are a Kohen, even to this day, and it's actually really interesting. Chavra, let me ask you today, presently, what's everyone's status in terms of tum and tara? Everyone's status. Tame, right? Why? Why is everyone tell me?
The red
excellent, we don't have the paraduma. So the truth is, at a certain point in time, because tumah is very easily, communicable, right? You can easily pass on tumah, transfer tumah. So everyone today is considered to be in a state of tumah. By the way, including Kohanim. Just want to point out, the Emirat Hashem Mashiach comes, rebuilds the third base on Mikdash, Kohanim report for service. Could a Kohen, just imagine for a moment, okay, Eliyahu Navi doesn't come on Friday, so imagine for a moment, Mashiach comes on Sunday, we rebuild the third base, HaMikdash, Emirat Hashem, B'Shal Tovah Mitzlachas, Kohanim show up at the gates, right? Rabbi Kohen is going to show up at the gates of the base HaMikdash. Are you going to let him in? Are they going to let him in?
Has to do the
mitzvah. Right? Not going to let him in, not because of him, he's a great guy, he's going to be a fantastic Kohen, right? But they're not going to let him in. What? I'm sorry? He's a lefty. So am I, by the way. It's all right. Okay, good. He's something to work on in here. It's not Hashem. All right. So what's going to happen? They're not going to let him in. Why not? Because he's tummy. Because all of us are tummy. So before the Beis HaMikdash is rebuilt, we have to go through Parah Aduma. There's a lot of stuff we have to do. Now, interestingly enough, just on a technical level, so you might say to yourself, okay, so if Rabbi Kohen is already tummy, he's already tummy, so, Chaver, let's imagine for a moment, Chas HaShalom, there's a Levi, there's a funeral. We need a minion. Rabbi Kohen is the 10th guy. Is he allowed to come?
Yeah.
Why?
Because he's the
10th man. But what about the fact that he's a Kohen and he can't come to a funeral? He can't come to a dead body? Okay. Right, so on one hand, you're saying, well, he's the 10th guy. We need him. Okay, Chaver, what else would you say? Is he allowed to come?
He's already
Tommy, right? So that's what you would think. Like, what is the big deal? He's already tameh. Yet, interestingly enough, by the kahuna, the halacha is even if a kohen is tameh, he is still not allowed to make himself "quote unquote" more tameh. See, even though again, Rabbi Kohen, like the rest of us, is already tameh, he still can't go to a cemetery. He still can't go to a levaya because he can't what they call be mosif tuma al tumaso. You can't add on additional layers of tuma. Good. That's just by kohanim. Interesting stuff. Here's what I want to point out to you. If you look at the pasuk, and you look at this on your own, I apologize, you don't have a chumash in front of you, so you can't fully appreciate it, but listen to the phrase. Vayomer shel Moshe, emor el ha-kohanim, Hashem says to Moshe, emor, speak to the kohanim, v'amarta alehem, and say unto them. Say unto them. So, Chevra, if I were to ask you, just by listening, what sounds strange about this? Let me even just say, right? Hashem says to Moshe, tell the kohanim, the sons of Aaron, and tell them. What's the problem with the pasuk? It repeats itself. How does it repeat itself?
It says tell them twice.
It says emar, tell them, the amarto, and say unto them. So why is it redundant? So Rashi has this question, and Rashi says something amazing. Rashi says, emar va'amarto, lahasir gidolim al kitanim. Lahasir gidolim, which literally means, literal translation is, to teach the adult kohanim that they are responsible to maintain the tara, to maintain the purity of the children kohanim. In other words, a child, you know, does everything, right? The child goes everywhere. So now if you're a Kohen child, you have to be careful with tuman tara. But a child doesn't necessarily know what he is doing. So whose responsibility is it to make sure that the child doesn't become tame? Whose responsibility is that? What would you say? Whose responsibility? The parents. And that Rashi says, that's the pasuk he's saying. Emor elakonim b'nei Aaron va'amarta. Emor va'amarta. A kohen, an adult kohen, has two responsibilities. One for himself and one for his child. This dual responsibility. Emor va'amarta. The phrase is lahasir gidolim al kitanim, to literally warn adults about children. That adults have the responsibility not only for themselves, but to watch out for the tuma and tara of their children as well. It's a good truth. It's a good lesson in parenting. One day, Meretz Hashem, we'll all be parents. It's an interesting idea that parents really have an obligation to safeguard the tara, to safeguard the purity of their children, especially when they're young, for a different time. The Baal Shem Tov says something so beautiful. The Baal Shem Tov says you have to read that phrase a little bit differently. And a lot of the students of the Baal Shem Tov say the same idea. Listen to the phrase, Chaver. In Hebrew, it's Lahasir Gidolim Al Kitanim. So literally, the way we translate it is to warn the adults, Gidolim, adults, a Gadol, Al Kitanim, about the children. Baal Shem Tov says it means something else. In addition, Lahasir Gidolim, to teach great people that they have to be careful, even with kitanim, even with little things. See, guys, we often think in life that it's the big things and attention to the big things that make us great. You ever hear the expression, the devil is in the details? You ever hear that expression? Yeah. So the truth is, it's patently false. It's not the devil that's in the details. It's the Ribono Shel Olam that's in the details. What makes great people great is not like one-off acts of greatness, right? Give me a raya, give me a proof that one-off acts of greatness, one-time acts of greatness don't really change people. One-time acts of greatness don't change people. Give me a proof to that statement.
Cleaning up after everyone leaves the room.
Good, so that's a small, good, that you're saying that's a one-time act of greatness?
Yeah, well, it's a consistent act, but if I do that, then no one else sees it because everyone else left the room.
Beautiful, beautiful. So I was thinking, so good. Actually, I'm going to come back to that in just a second. Let me give you a different illustration, then we're going to come back to Chanos' idea. I'll give you a proof of this. Chal Yisrael said, Naseh v'nishma. Naseh v'nishma. Right, we'll do and we will listen. The greatest statement of emuna in Hashem in the history of man. Chevra, what happened just a couple of days after we said Naseh v'nishma? What happened?
Eagle.
We built the ego. Isn't that incredible? Isn't that so interesting? Because anyone could summon up the courage to go ahead and do something great once. Greatness in life doesn't come from the one-off acts of greatness. It comes from the little things that you do day in and day out. How do you talk to your friends? There's a, using Chanok's example, there's a piece of trash on the floor. You walk by it, or you pick it up. You see someone's feeling a little bit down. You just go about your business, or you stop and you say, hey, what's going on? You look a little bit upset. I take a little extra time to do a mitzvah just a little bit better. Whatever it is, you fill in your blank. Every day there are all these little things that we can do that so often we just kind of like walk by them, blow by them. We don't pay attention to them because we assume that's not where greatness is. Greatness is in the big stuff. Greatness is in the big accomplishments, the major things in life that everyone sees, that everyone knows about. But it's not true. Real personal growth and real personal greatness comes from attention to the little things. How do you talk to your parents? How do you interact with your siblings? Right? When you're alone with yourself and with a device, what do you do? What don't you do? No one else is going to know about those things. No one else is going to see those things. Those are the kitanim. Those are the little things in life. But those are the things that will make you, you. Says the Baal Shem Tov HaKadosh, that's the Pshat and Rashi, not the Pshat, an idea in Rashi. Lahasir Gidolim Al Kitanim. To teach people who want to be great in life that greatness is not found by the one-off major events, but greatness is found in the attention to the little details. Attention to the little things. And boys, like you said, each and every day, there's so many little things. If you take advantage of the little moments, if you take advantage ultimately of the ketanim that are all around you, both interpersonally, the way you interact with each other, your families, your interactions with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, take advantage of maximizing those little and small opportunities, and there is no telling what you can become. Boys, I wish you a good Shabbos. Great last day of the week in Meretz Hashem. Hatzlach, we'll get a fulfilling week. A restful Shabbos, good weekend.
Everybody's going to be healed, right?
Everyone's going to be
healed.
Healed, yeah.
So, lefty, corn lefty, right? Isn't that a moon?
I don't know if it's. See, the issue just is, it's a mom legabe kahuna. I don't know if it's a mom.
Really?
I don't know.
I'm a lefty also. It's a personal question. I'm a lefty also.
I'm also a lefty.
So I might be.
By the way, me too.
Okay.
Me too. So
I'm saying we might be.
We're in the same boat. Me and Shabbos. Hopefully, we're going to be working.
Yeah.
Shabbos. But like, I don't know. Because I don't know. I always thought like mom means like blonde, lame. I don't know. Maybe.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah. But it could be. Look. Although I kind of like being a lefty, you know.
Yeah, and I've got. Cool.